If I were a swan, I'd be gone. If I were a train, I'd be late. If I were a good man, I'd talk with you more often than I do. If I were asleep, I could dream. If I were afraid, I could hide. If I go insane, please don't put your wires in my brain. If I were a good man, I'd understand the spaces between friends. If I were alone, I would cry. If I were with you, be home and dry. If I go insane, will you still let me join in with the game? Swan, I'd be gone. If I were a train, I'd be late again. If I were a good man, I'd talk with you more often than I do.
And that was another Roger Waters composition called If. And next week on this programme, we've got rather a lot of people, actually. We have Mungo Jerry, Joanne Kelly with Bob Hall, Simon O'Steve, and Brett Marvin and the Thunderbolts. And this program has been produced by Jeff Griffin, sound balanced by Chris Lycett, and Leaping About this week by Bob Conduct. And now we're going to hear the music that was the high point of the recent and much discussed Bath Festival. And its working title is The Atom Heart Mother, and it will appear under some title on the next Pink Floyd LP, due in September or thereabouts. And Pink Floyd will be accompanied by the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble and the John Aldiss Choir, and the arrangements are written by the Floyd in conjunction with Ron Geesin. So, The Atom Heart Mother.